We have young people from across the Swan Hill region, from the Nangatane, Sea Lake, Tully Buck, Red Cliffs and Swan Hill, all working together to create performance pieces.
It can be tough to break into the creative arts scene if you live in regional and remote areas. Live theatre performances are few and far between, and professional training can be difficult to access. Lucky for these high school students in northwest Victoria, the Fairfax Youth Arts Program has come to town. Hello, I'm Cherie von Hirschner. The program is specifically designed to help farming and rural-based students aged between 12 and 17 immerse themselves in a week-long arts workshop. They're learning and performing beside top professional music, theatre and dance artists. Bryce Ives is the artistic director.
So they're working in the Swan Hill Town Hall with professional artists from around Australia. The professional artists are their mentors and their guides. And, you know, using performing arts really to express their creativity, to express their sense of identity, and to really tell the stories of this region. So it's an incredibly powerful program. I've worked with young people from rural Australia for many years. And I think it's true to say often they begin this sort of experience shy, a little bit tentative at first because it's a big thing. You know, when you come from a small school, suddenly you're here in Swan Hill and you're meeting all of these other young people. In fact, I think the first day is always kind of beautiful and delicate, and everyone's kind of looking at everyone else, wondering who's going to jump in first. I mean, what you would have seen today when you walked in, we're all now sitting together eating lunch. We're all now beginning to become friends. We're starting to work and collaborate together. I mean, you get the full gamut of emotion. We have laughter, we have tears, moments of sheer ecstasy. But I know that this is one of those experiences that is life-changing.
Hello, my name's Ben Worcester. I'm 17 from Redcliffe Secondary College. I really wanted to participate, really, because I very much enjoy performing, especially acting. And when I heard about it, I thought it would be a great opportunity. They encourage you to, you know, step out of your comfort zone and meet new people and expand your connections and skills in the area. We've been doing singing, some occasional sort of movement workshops and things like that. But yeah, it's just all been great.
I am a butterfly.
I'm 63.
I'm definitely not tall.
I'm Babies Galore from Tully Buck Central School, and I come from a family farm. We own a vineyard. We do mostly like table grapes. We do some wine grapes. So a lot of the time I will, especially during the summer holidays, so Dad will have me, he'll have me out in the shed folding, because you have to fold the lids for the grape boxes, so he'll have me folding boxes and then I'll help him do pickups in the paddock.
So you're here in Swan Hill at the moment taking part in the Fairfax Youth Summit. Tell me, what have you been getting up to?
So we've done workshops with other artists. We did one with shadow drama, so that's where you put a sheet up and there's a light and you just see the shadows. You don't actually see the people. We've done that. We had the first year students from Ballarat Arts Academy come down, and first they gave a pop-up concert at the art gallery, which was absolutely awe-inspiring. I was taken away. It was magnificent. And then we came back here. This amazing pianist played the piano for us, and we learnt a mashup of Bridge Over Troubled Water and Imagine, and we put them together. We performed it with the Arts Academy choir. We also had the general public was invited, so we had this amazing singing experience.
So plenty of creative stuff that you've been doing so far. Is that something that you've experienced much of in your life?
Well, I'm very passionate about being creative and performing, so I try to experience it as much as possible. But certainly coming from a smaller, more rural school, the focus isn't so much on creativity and more of sport and activeness, which is also very important. But yeah, it's not kind of there. Hi,
I'm Emma. I'm from Menangatang and I go to Menangatang P12 College. I live on a sheep and a wheat farm.
And what's that like?
Oh, it has different opportunities rather than the city.
Tell me, why did you put your hand up for this week?
Well, when I was a little kid, I always had a dream of being an actress. It's a good opportunity to just put my hand up and just have a go and see if I still want to pursue in that dream.
Tell me, how much acting have you been doing this week?
So there's been different workshops. So there's been things like being able to harmonise your voice, role play, and just coming up with all your own stories.
Performing to people that you know, in front of others that you don't know, or having to do public speaking sometimes can be a bit scary. For you, have you had any awkward moments this week?
It's definitely been nerve-wracking, but in some of the workshops they make you do things that really push you out of your comfort zones, like making some strange sounds or just pulling you out individually, but I guess that's kind of good for like stage fright and all that.